This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 497 for Friday, July 30th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, continuing the downtrend of the past week as investors liquidated long positions. Canola down 3 to over $30, November down 32.90 at $845.50 per ton. A move below the 20-day moving average in the November contract was bearish from a chart standpoint, contributing to the declines. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil and early strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on prices. However, persistent drought concerns across the prairies did remain supportive, with a nearby forecast calling for continued heat and dryness. Positioning ahead of the Terry Fox Day long weekend could lead to some choppiness during the session. The canola market will be closed on Monday while U.S. markets trade their usual hours. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, seeing some profit-taking after gains earlier in the week. Soybeans down 29 cents in the November contract at $13.48 per bushel. After moving higher for most of the past week, soybeans were due for a correction, with participants booking profits on the last trading day of the month. However, underlying concerns over hot and dry Midwestern weather did remain supportive, although there is some shower activity in the nearby forecasts. Corn, also down with month-end profit-taking, the September contract 9 cents lower at $5.49 per bushel. The shifting Midwestern weather kept some caution in the corn market, with recent frosts in Brazil also supportive. Wheat, it's lower to start the day as well, although lagging the row crops to the downside, also taking back some of their recent gains. Minneapolis down 11 cents in the September spring wheat contract at $9.07 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $6.71 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also down 3 cents in September at $7.02 per bushel. A crop tour of the Northern Plains this week wrapped up showing spring wheat yields in the region well below average, and that did remain somewhat supportive. On the other side, the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest kept some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.